100 bowls of cereal. You would think that would be enough. 100 empty bowls. But not for us. We have our sights set on, I don't know, 130, 150, 2,000, 780. We haven't really thought that far yet. But we're happy to be with you here on episode 101 of the Empty Bowl, a meditative podcast about cereal. My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm a cereal enthusiast.
And my name is Dan Goubert, and I am actually three boxes of cereal in a trench coat.
We're going to tell you about some cereal news and some cereal reviews, and we're going to answer some questions in the third segment, get a little more loose. But the important thing for you, my friend, is that right now you just relax. You let yourself think about just cereal. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. Not Siri. Siri.
Our special guest today.
So, Dan, what is happening in the world of cereal? What news has come across the cereal desk?
Well, we've got kind of a weird one to kick us off here. Kind of an off-kilter pairing that I don't think any of us could have predicted, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch is teaming up with, of all people, I guess not really people, of all entities, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is teaming up with Old El Paso to release limited edition dessert taco shells blasted with Cinnadust. I have no clue what you would use this for.
They're the same parent company, so it is basically just like they went to two different closets, right? They just already had a bunch of taco shells they had to move.
These guys were just hanging out at the water cooler and came up with their own little... Like the old El Paso CTC guys are just really good friends and wanted an excuse to work together.
I like they have on the picture on the front of the box, there's a serving suggestion. Because it's not immediately clear what one would do with this.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever had a dessert taco before, outside of like a Choco Taco that has been pre-made
for me.
But like to have to invent my own dessert taco, I don't know where I would start. So it does seem like on the box here, they have the shell stuffed with several scoops of ice cream, I believe. And that ice cream is then topped with perhaps a streusel and then maybe a caramel or strawberry sauce, not entirely clear. I would hope that the box has some sort of like recipes or some way to go about this. Otherwise, I'd just kind of be like, I don't know, using it to scoop soft serve out of a cone or something.
Well, I mean, it's sad. The first thing I thought was, you know what would look good with that is if I broke it up in small pieces and put it in a bowl.
Exactly. How much milk can a dessert taco shell hold before the bottom falls out?
I mean, tacos are great, but let me hit you guys with this. What about cereal?
Yeah, it is just a little bit strange to me because as we'll see with like the next items on our list here, General Mills isn't necessarily taking huge chances with their actual cereals. But when it comes time to make a peripheral product based on a cereal, they're going all out wacky, like something that no one even could conceive of, let alone ask for. So,
I mean, at this point, I feel like there have been so many that they have fallen so far from God's light that this is a natural evolution. I feel like it's not so much like a left turn as it is like the frontier, and they're just seeing what else is out here.
Mm-hmm. I fear what's next, but...
You alluded to some safe bets from General Mills.
Yeah, so we got two new spring edition cereals coming out. One of them is from General Mills. We have Flower Patch Trix. This is Trix, normal flavored Trix, but it's all flower shapes. And these flower shapes are basically like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 spheres attached together in sort of a flower conglomeration. I guess maybe this is meant to appease both the spherical Trix fans and the fruit-shaped Trix fans by essentially making this amalgam that exists as a conglomeration of spheres again. Does this make you happy as the only sphere Trix enjoyer on planet Earth?
It does please me. Although, like, honestly, this just looks like they glued mini Trix together. I don't love the flowers. I guess it's cute. I don't know. I personally would prefer just the spheres. I know that's that heretical around these parts. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. I mean, I can't deny that. It's festive.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there are flower shapes in Tricks already, so this is kind of just like an oops, all flowers sort of thing.
Right.
Pretty inoffensive. Don't think anyone's going to be super upset about it. No. But maybe not super overjoyed about it either.
Yeah, spring is a weird pairing time for cereal. I always thought spring is a weird... I mean, I don't know. I don't think springiness when I think about cereal. The holiday, more traditional holiday ones tend to land with me a little better.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's as many signature Easter flavors you can really mm-hmm. go on, except for maybe like carrot cake, which is Peeps a cereal is I guess good, right? We've never seen.
It's terms of an Easter cereal, I guess. That one's not bad. It's pretty on theme, but that's about it.
But
I get
yeah.
irritated by the like Rice Krispies when they do the variations that are literally just color and no flavor difference. I don't love those Rice Krispies where they've dyed them, you know, for some sort of occasion, but they still taste like Rice Krispies. I find it it clashes for me.
Now, what if those were Fruity Pebbles dyed different colors for spring?
Now, hold on. Now you're talking my language.
Because it's a great segue into spring Fruity Pebbles, also limited edition, also bearing the same fruity taste that we've come to know and love, albeit in these really adorable-looking pastel shades. I mean, to me, this is one of the more beautiful cereals I've ever seen, because usually they go with like really hard, neon, hyper-saturated colors. And these ones seem a bit softer, a little bit more plush and lush.
This is nice. Yeah, that's nice.
It's pleasant. I
oh,
can
yeah,
see.
That's pretty. That's a festive one. That makes me want to eat it. I want to eat that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's any sort of pastel precedent.
I'm thinking of an egg shape. Wasn't there some sort of Captain Crunch egg-shaped variety? I'm picturing some sort of pastel egg that I thought he did. I don't know.
There's definitely something there.
Thinking of candy.
Or just eggs.
maybe I'm just thinking of colored Easter eggs. Any other new cereals on the horizon, Dan?
So Cereal Life has reported 3 new Kellogg's products that are coming out, not all in the U.S., but sort of all across the world. First, we've got chocolate peanut butter Rice Krispies treats that are coming to the U.S. and Canada. Mm. Don't really feel like you can go super wrong here. It looks like these are like peanut butter crispy treats that then have like a layer of fudgy chocolate on the bottom, which I think would be a really nice textural pairing. And just because I love that flavor combo already, made with real peanut butter, we can interpret based on the box. I would sure hope so. Maybe not real chocolate, though. Who's to say?
Yeah.
Next we have in Mexico, they're getting Zucaritas con Galletitas, which is basically frosted flakes with little cookies in it. And this is just like bold and brazen as far as I'm concerned.
Now we're freaking talking. Now this is cereal.
Like this
now
is
I'm getting excited over here.
This is the kind of thing that we would like advocate for on our show. Like, yeah, yes. Throw chocolate chips in your cereal. Throw miniature cookies in your cereal without ever expecting them to really do it. But yeah, cereal eaters in Mexico can look forward to this one. It's got...
They look really big. I don't know. They look very large on the packaging.
Yeah, I'd imagine they're enlarged to show texture to some degree, but they are
maybe,
like...
But they are in a spoon. They're depicted in a spoon, and it is filling the entire spoon.
We can only hope. I mean, these cookies are shaped like Tony the Tiger's head, which is innovative as well, I would say. And if nothing else, you could just pick them out and eat them as cookies. But I'm...
Yeah, I kind of like... There's part of me that likes the texture of things that are not really designed to be in milk, kind of like falling apart instantly, you know, especially combined with the crunch. Like, when they used to do graham checks, they had these little graham cookie pieces in there, and they would get soggy long before the cereal, but it was nice. It was like a nice contrast.
Yeah, I can see that working well, because I imagine that these cookies might like sink to the bottom of the bowl while they slowly bloom into sort of like doughy puddles.
Yeah,
and I can see that being a welcome textural and flavorful contrast to the flakes themselves. So,
yeah,
might need to try and import this one if possible.
Yeah, this looks good. It's weird that an American company didn't think of just like chucking a bunch of cookies in there. Do that rather than mixing up two cereals, y'all. Come on.
And then finally, coming to the United Kingdom are Rice Krispies Squares and Corn Flakes. The pairing that people were absolutely begging for is Rice Krispies treats with some Corn Flakes in them as well. Yes. This one's probably less outwardly exciting than the other two, but maybe presents a fascinating textural contrast as well.
Yeah.
This is definitely something you could make at home fairly simply. And I'm just not, like, I don't know, I'm not the hugest Corn Flakes enjoyer. Not really one that I have in my house very often, so probably won't try to import this one. But if anybody does try it, any of our international listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, please let us know. Hey, speaking of your thoughts, have you tried anything recently, Dan, that's worth discussing?
So, huge development. I got to try the Taco Bell Cinnamon Twist cereal.
Oh my gosh, tell me everything.
So this was a cereal that was very convoluted of a method to try and acquire. You had to either be like a special Uber Rewards member or live in certain U.S. cities or do all these other things, you know, solve the riddle of the Sphinx to get this cereal. But my friend Kristen, who's really into Taco Bell stuff, managed to be incredible and get us a box to try. So I have her to thank for this. But these things are fascinating. We were very much expecting that these would either be just straight up like crumbled up cinnamon twists put in a bag or just like a total ripoff of like surplus Cinnamon Toast Crunch churros pieces just put into a box. But really they occupy this interesting middle ground between those two where they essentially created a unique cereal piece for this cereal. They're smaller than actual cinnamon twists. They're more like cinnamon vertebrae, if I were to describe the shape, I would say, if that helps paint a mental picture for you. And they're also like we bought actual cinnamon twists as well to eat them right next to get that direct comparison.
Smart. You have to.
The texture is the exact same. They're very, very light and airy, but also crunchy at the same time. And the overall flavor profile is that same, like, really nice buttery cinnamon with a little bit of spice to it as well. But it's just they deliberately tuned it down, like, 20 to 25%. And you can see that in the color of them, too. Like, the actual cinnamon twists are this really, like, burnt sienna. Well, this is, like, more of a lighter auburn that you can tell that they turned it down. Because that is a smart move, given that we tried these with milk, and if it were... By that I mean we tried actual cinnamon twists in milk and cinnamon twist cereal in milk. And you could tell that trying to eat real cinnamon twists in milk would be like way too sweet. So it was smart of them to tune it down to a more palatable degree because it was very, very tasty. And you'd think that with that porousness that they'd get soggy really fast, but they have very impressive sog retention, if that'd be the right term for it. Sog resistance,
that's the exact
perhaps.
Right term.
So I think it was a real smash hit. It's a bummer that it was so limited, and a bummer too that like the expiration date for the cereal was like a day after we tried it, basically.
Wow. So they're not putting in like some of the things you'd expect with a real cereal, the preservatives and stuff.
No, not meant to be shelf stable or last very long at all, but the box is also very interesting. It's like holographic and has that like windbreakery texture to it almost. And very small box as well, but I think a really, really good cereal that like a lot of effort was put into for a very small amount of people to actually get to try it.
Yeah.
I would love to see this one get wider distribution, but it seems like the logistics of the preservatives is probably not scalable.
If the demand is there, I could see some other company working with them to get it on shelves. There's precedent for that. What about these Pop-Tarts, Dan?
So I finally got to...
I would have sworn on a stack of Bibles I'd seen these before.
So we announced the news of them like in the latter third of last year, and they were meant to come out in like November, I think, but something must have happened with
that's
like...
That's probably what I'm thinking of.
Something must have happened with the supply chain where it took them until like this past month to actually get them on shelves, because I was surprised too when I finally stumbled upon them at Walmart, and... These are chocolate chip pancake Pop-Tarts, by the way. I can't remember if I even said that yet. But I think these are a fantastic new addition to the Pop-Tarts lineup, to the point where, like, I can't remember the last new Pop-Tart that I enjoyed this much. It probably helps that chocolate chip Pop-Tarts as well as chocolate chip cookie dough Pop-Tarts are two of my favorite Pop-Tarts out there. And I was also sort of disappointed by the recent Eggo Waffle Pop-Tarts in that I felt that they were way, way too, like, artificially and, like, overbearingly syrupy sweet. Whereas these ones put the chocolate chip doughiness in the forefront and then have more of an authentic, understated maple to sort of give it more depth and intrigue, a little bit of butteriness to it. And I think it holds up well in the toaster, in the freezer, straight out of the pouch, whatever you want to do, throw it on the griddle.
Are we getting a textural difference with these chocolate chips? I mean, can you tell that they're chips of chocolate in there, or how are the chocolate chips represented?
No, they're not really super prominent. They're more just like painted on to a certain degree. Okay. It's hard to tell whether they're actually there or just sort of camouflage, but I don't think that impacted my enjoyment of them very much. I don't necessarily look at Pop-Tarts as something that I'm looking for a strong texture out of, I guess. It's more so that flavor, and I think these delivered that in spades.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like pancake and maple is always such a real fine line. Like, it can go chemical and artificial so fast.
If you make it, like, the main attraction, it's hard to not, like, have too heavy of a hand in implementing that. But if you're making it sort of the sidekick to the main star, then I think it works a lot better as an accent.
For sure. Excellent. So we mentioned another Frosted Flakes product earlier. What are these Kellogg's mini snacks?
So these are two of three Kellogg's products that we're reviewing here that I had no idea even existed until I went to the store and saw them. These were also at Walmart. These Kellogg's mini snacks come in two flavors, both Crave and Frosted Flakes. And I went and got the Crave ones first and then enjoyed them enough to go back and try the Frosted Flakes. So they're meant to be, I guess, conceptually the antithesis of the Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks that have been out for a while now. But these are meant to be equally snackable, and instead of coming in like the wider pouches, these come in these like narrow, basically chuggable pouches where you can just rip them and sip them.
Chuggable.
As much as you can rip and sip and chug a solid piece of matter.
Right.
But
that was the word we were hoping people would use, chuggable.
As much as these are meant to be, you know, related to Crave and Frosted Flakes as cereals, they don't really bear much resemblance to them either in form or flavor, I would say.
Yeah, I wondered how much of a creamy center you're going to get on something that small.
So even though cereal already kind of is like human kibble to a certain degree, these are the most like cat food product that I've maybe ever eaten in my life. Just the specific weight of these like little dense pellets feels exactly like what my cats would eat. I don't think that necessarily is a bad thing in any way. It was just
you mean that in an it's like cat food in an appetizing way.
Yeah, gulpable cat food for humans. But as I was mentioning, the flavors are just totally disparate from their namesake cereals. In the Crave's case, not in a bad way at all. I thought the Crave one was fantastic. It doesn't have like that same creamy fudge inside a multigrain biscuit that you get from Crave. Instead, it's more of just a straightforward, like streamlined chocolate taste. That
do you think it'd be less divisive than classic Crave?
Definitely. It's like if you took, if you like put a bunch of Cocoa Puffs into like a black hole or some sort of super compressor that would put it all into one little pellet, you'd get a whole lot more flavor than you'd get out of any individual chocolate cereal piece. So if this were blown into a cereal, it'd probably be much less impressive, but because I'm just like slamming back two dozen of these little pellets in every single mouthful, it is like a real flavor blasted treat. The Frosted Flakes one, on the other hand, was kind of a surprise because by the time I opened it and tried one, I hadn't noticed on the packaging that it says Frosted Flakes Cinnamon French Toast specifically. So I was mystified at first why these didn't taste at all even like an interpretation of Frosted Flakes, and instead like some sort of, parallel to, I guess, a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Which is like, to that end, I don't understand why Kellogg's didn't make these like Apple Jacks mini snacks, both because those are already cinnamon flavored and because that rhymes really pleasantly.
Yeah. It's right there, y'all.
But I mean, like, these aren't as outwardly appealing as the Crave ones, but they still have an interesting flavor, and it's still more robust than a cereal would be. Like, it's got that sweet cinnamon, a little bit of spice, and then even a little bit of, like, molassesiness almost, to the point where they almost made me think of, like, gingerbread. Not quite as memorable. Like, I'm already through my entire box of the Crave ones, but wow. If you're looking for an on-the-go cereal solution, I do think that these are more useful, I guess, than the jumbo snacks are, where you still have to like eat those piece by piece, whereas these you can just sort of, again, grip them, sip them, rip them.
Now I gotta ask, did you try them in milk?
I haven't yet. I eat them so fast that I don't have time to put them in a bowl. I would imagine that they would sink though, so I'll have to try that just as an experiment.
Anything else you tried?
I tried one more little Kelloggian surprise that debuted on shelves, and that's Kellogg's Frosted Bran, a cereal that I could not believe had the word new on it, because I can't imagine who's asking for this cereal in the year 2024. It is Kellogg's Raisin Bran without raisins. It's got the Raisin Bran sun on it and everything, and you can probably imagine what that would taste like. I do feel like these aren't the exact same bran flakes that you'd find in Raisin Bran. Like, I've talked before about the difference between normal Kellogg's Raisin Bran flakes, which are very, very light and a bit chewy, versus Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch flakes, which are much thicker and crunchier. And these sort of take a middle position between the two, where they're average weight, average chewiness, average crispiness, crunchiness, etc.
What about the sweetness?
Not
because those definitely, there's a Raisin Bran Crunch has a sweetness too, I feel like, to the flakes.
I'd say it's in the same vein of being in between the two. There is a frosted component to it, but if I hadn't known the cereal was called Frosted Bran, I probably wouldn't have called it out as frosted, just because it's nowhere near like a Frosted Flakes. It's just not something I could eat even a full bowl of, because it's so boring. It just has, it's begging for some sort of pop of something, perhaps like a dried like a raisin, fruit perhaps. Or something. I don't know. I mean, it's all right. If you like boring cereals, if you're into that sort of thing, I just can't imagine if I were going for a blander cereal, why I wouldn't pick like Cheerios, which has more uniformity.
There's some bland cereals that deliver in other ways, right? Like, there's some bland cereal that like, not particularly flavorful, but there's a heartiness to them that's really nice. Like, it doesn't have to be always, you know, sweetness or you know, granola or whatever the heck. But yeah, when it's just that one note, I that is not appealing.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like the more you eat these, the more the bran element sort of kicks in and like builds up on your palate, which isn't entirely pleasant. I am now looking at the Walmart list, the Walmart.com listing for Frosted Bran, and one of the example use cases is your ace on the court showing a bowl of the stuff next to some pickleball paddles. So, you know, pickleball being, you know, very popular overall, but I think very popular amongst older people kind of sets more of the target audience for this cereal.
You know, I tried, I was in London last week, and I tried some, a couple of their cereals. I had a couple of their classics delivered to me via...
Such as?
Deliveroo. I tried Shreddies, and that is Wheat Chex. So,
okay.
Break the mystery right there, that's Wheat Chex. The other one that was really interesting is Weetabix. Have you ever had Weetabix?
Yeah, I think they sell it in like international aisles in the U.S. sometimes.
I had never tried it before. It's an odd one if you ever want to seek it out. I was surprised from the start because when you open it up, there are two tubes, like Nintendo cereal system. Mm-hmm. But that is the last way in which it resembles Nintendo cereal system. They are, each tube is a big stack of perfectly uniform, I think they'd call them biscuits, but they were kind of like an extremely thick wheat thin. It's about the size of, like...
You can call them wheat thicks if you want to.
Wheat thicks? Like, it's about the size of, like, the classic shredded wheat, you know what I mean? Where those are in the bigger biscuits. Think like that. Like, it is designed for you to put, I think a serving size is, like, two or three of these biscuits in a bowl. And what's interesting is, after you put them in the bowl, they lose that, like, sort of biscuit-type shape, and it becomes much more like a, slurry. That sounds, it's more appetizing than I'm making it sound, but more appetizing than slurry. But it's surprisingly really hearty, kind of reminding me of like Uncle Sam, if you've ever had that one. You ever Uncle Sam, that kind of thing, or like, not quite grape nuts level, but they didn't have, I wanted to get some of those weird, some of those Sainsbury's that had the, you know, the mince pie and stuff like that. I didn't find that anywhere, sadly, but
yeah, I do remember the time that I did try Weetabix. It does present like an entirely new cereal eating experience, where like it's kind of like a challenge to like divide it up. It's almost kind of like you're eating a steak of a, like a cereal steak that you're carving up a little bit.
I also tried Sainsbury's Choco Hazelnut Squares.
Are those like Crave, right?
Yeah, they're kind of like Crave chocolate biscuits with a sort of Nutella type filling on the inside.
Oh man, that sounds good.
It was really good. It was Sainsbury's. It was not as like chocolate forward as, or not as sweet forward. It had more of like a cocoa nutty kind of flavor. It was really good.
Dang. Did you try like the Lion cereal? I've had that one before.
No. I haven't tried that one before.
I recommend it next time you're back. Pick up some cornflakes treats while you're at it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We have a question here for one of our listeners. Good morning, Bull Boys. If General Mills turned their cereal rays on you both in a botched experiment, what kind of monster cereal mascots would you transform into? Jim Boobert, the Pastellagini with a cat familiar? Booze Crunchleroy, a haunted doll with stiff joints? I thought it would be helpful to ask you a Halloween question in February so you'd have plenty of time to think about it.
I missed that part. I wanted to answer it immediately.
Bonus round. What kind of premium would be in your monster cereal box? That's the best, BP.
So I would, I mean, I thought about this one for a bit, and my first instinct was not necessarily one that fits the prompt at all. I would like to have a Dan Gruyere cereal, which is like almost a cheesecakey, like savory cheese cereal. And then my mascot kind of takes after the Stinky Cheese Man of children's literature fame, who's not really...
John Shiska classic.
He's not really a monster, but, you know, he kind of looks monstrous in a friendly way, much like the other monster cereals. If that's a little too experimental, maybe like Dan Witch's Brew Bear, which would be like a total mix... Like, every box is a random assortment of different General Mills cereals poured together into a single bag, so you never know what you're going to get, and it's most likely going to be bad, but at least you know what you're in for.
Yeah. I'd want to go for, like, a caramel flavor. That's definitely, like, where I think my monster, like, caramel down Justin McCaramel more. McCaramel Roy.
You're going to summon some demons chanting things like that.
Mr. McCaramel Roy. I think that would be a really nice compliment. Like, especially when you mix it with the Caramel Creeper, the apple cereal. Mix those two together. Ooh, something like a nice... a caramel flavored Marbit or brown sugar Marbit, that would be really nice, right?
Genius, yes.
Is there something like that? That sort of... Cinnamon and brown sugar Marbit? Are you doing that?
Well, flavored Marbits are kind of not technology that's gotten very far outside of like Count Chocula with the chocolate Marbits. I don't think we've really seen anything quite like that.
Who used to have great flavored Marbits was the Rice Krispies, Fruity Rice Krispies. They had these tiny, like the tiniest Marbits in this rainbow colors, and they all tasted different. They're delicious. Truly delicious.
And I think naturally our... Premium-wise, our boxes would have to have cut-out Dan and Justin masks on the back so you can be the most recognizable podcast hosts in the neighborhood.
It'd be a toy microphone, like a talk boy. We can record your own podcast.
Oh, yeah, so genius.
A branded record player.
A little timer that reminds you to not forget to drink the milk.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We hope you found a way to relax there. Dan, who else do we owe gratitude today?
We'd like to thank Chris Zabriskie for our opening theme of The Sun is Scheduled to Come Out Tomorrow, Bria Davis for doing our amazing podcast branding, as well as M. Loper and Samuel Rarden for designing our Empty Bowl merchandise.
That is going to do it for this week on The Empty Bowl. Until next time, as we say every week, The Empty Bowl.
Don't forget
forget
to drink your Weetabix slurry.